you would, Glenn. Could you do the roll?
Yes, certainly. Paul, we have on the line Kevin Erdman, Michael Connor, Barbara Steele, Paul Deer, who's the leader of the group, James Bladell, Mike Rodenbach, and Michael Collins. And for staff, we have Marika Koenig, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Glenn DeSangeli.
Terrific. Thank you, and thank you, everybody. I have almost perfect attendance now, so this is great. As we've noted on the list, we're in the final stretch on this report. We do have some issues to address, concerns that were raised on the list. We want to get straight to them, and you know, we'll take it from here. The as we noted at the beginning, the for the Mexico City meeting, there will be a opportunity for this group to update the council on the status, depending at the end of today's call, whether that status is here's our final report or just straightforward update, and we'll need a little time afterwards. The times... can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I have a new headset here, and I get some feedback sometimes. I thought I disconnected myself. For the update, the timing is shifted a little. If anybody will be in Mexico City, wants to attend, you're more than welcome. The time will now be Sunday at 12:30 to 2 o'clock. Don't really anticipate needing 90 minutes, but since that's over the working lunch, it's not clear exactly when we'll start, but that's the time slot that we've been allotted. Okay, so with that, let's get right to the draft. Marika had pushed it out. It's available on the wiki site. Hopefully you have it in front of you. In the interest of time and to focus on the things that people are really concerned about, open question for the group. Are you relatively comfortable with the language and would like to just focus on the concerns that have been expressed on our list, or shall we go through this line by line?
I don't think you need to go through it line by line. We've done that previously.
I agree. Very well. Okay, then let's do that. Take it from the top. A lot of what we see, of course, in the edits are sort of the administrative type things, the dates of change, that, you know, it's now a final report versus draft. On every single page, I'm not going to highlight that, okay? So as far as text goes, you know, the first page, pretty straightforward. These are just administrative things. Pardon me, nothing of...
Paul?
Yes.
I think that I heard the two lads, and I would agree with them, say that we don't really need to go through this line by line and then jump right to the issue.
I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. As I said, I'm dealing with this headphone, and I'm not hearing things very clearly. Okay. With that said, then, off of the list, we have the suggestions that Mike Rodenbaugh has raised. Are there other suggestions people would like to make, other things that we want to highlight, put on our agenda for today's call? Okay. Of course, if something comes up, please raise it. So then let's focus on Mike's issues here. they surround the IRIS question. In our report, I guess starting on page 6, and again on page 9, we have some treatment about the IRIS protocol. The questions or concerns that Mike's raising, just paraphrasing from his email, so that we say in our report that we've reviewed and discussed, but we don't have broad agreement on using IRIS as a solution. And his question is, this really accurate statement? You know, for the call, as you all remember, we discussed IRIS with the expert from VeriSign, who joined us, Scott Hollenbeck.
That's correct.
And in particular, let's see, just to draw upon Mike's note, if we jump out to page 26, on 26 we have, and I hope the numbering's correct.
I think it's page 18 in the new draft.
Okay.
I think probably the comments of Mike were probably to an earlier draft
to a previous
or in a
draft.
Different page.
Thank you, Marika. Yes, she nailed it, and there it is for us. Highlighted, in fact, so it makes it even easier. Okay, so for the group, the question that we have before us is it really an accurate statement that we have collectively concluded that there's not broad agreement that IRIS could be a potential solution for this issue? Okay, Barbara.
I think I would agree with Mike that, I personally think that it could be a viable solution, so I don't know that... that there are others. I'd like to hear if anybody, disagrees that it could be a viable solution, or that, maybe we could come to some consensus that we agree that it's a potential.
This is Mikey.
Mikey.
I'd agree too. I think that we could amp up our language just a bit. I'm
not sure that we want to go so far as to say this is the solution, but. I think we could also come forward a little bit from where we're at right now. So I'd support that as well.
And this is James. I think that what we're looking at here is probably just an omission of any kind of strong language for consensus rather than a declaration that there wasn't consensus. So.
Okay.
I agree with Michael.
Okay. Kevin, that sounds good to you as well. Excellent. Sebastian, you've joined us.
Yes, thank you very much. Just a question. Are we sure that we are discussing about the fact that IRIS could solve the question we have in front of us and not IRIS? It's a good solution for other things like WIS or other purpose of the WIS. I am not sure that we are sure that we will get the solution by implementing IRIS to solve the question of the mail registrant to be transmitted from one registrar to another one. If you are sure about that, then I will be agree to say that we have if not a consensus, we think that it could be a good way to think about or to further study. But I would like just to be sure that it's that we are looking for now.
Excellent points. Based on what others have said and what Sebastian just said, Mike, were you looking to try and recast, Mike Rodenbaugh, try to recast the text to underscore the possibility of IRIS, or rather make sure that we add additional text highlighting this as a potential solution, and then, as you say in your notes, perhaps proposing some further next steps would be studying the feasibility of IRIS in this capacity.
Yeah, I mean, the latter, definitely. Just like I say, I mean, I agree with someone who said it may not be the solution, but I think we at least have enough commentary or support in the group and in the public comments to look at it as a possible solution to this issue.
Okay.
I mean, and alternatively, frankly, I didn't know how that would go, how others would feel about this morning, but, the alternative is to insert text as to, why there is not broad agreement. Again, I only saw positive commentary on it in the report, so if there's negative commentary on it, then we ought to include that.
This is Mikey.
Go ahead, Mikey.
I'm looking on page 18.
Ooh. Oh, line numbers. Oh, well. Of the language that we have in there, Mike Rodenbaugh, can you take a look at that language? How could we amp that up to get it to where you want to be, or is it strong enough right now?
Page 18, is that in a Word document? That's what I was going off of last night.
I'm looking at the PDF.
But I would assume that page numbering is the same.
I don't think it is.
Okay, there's the confusion that we had earlier. So it'll be a lot earlier if you were quoting page 26,
but
Mike Rodenbaum.
Yes, now. Oh, wait, no, this is something else. Sorry.
I can figure out a section number.
What's fighting any battles? Oh, let's see. What language is it that you're talking about, Mike?
Basically, when we have a little section in there that's called the Internet Registry Information Services, IRIS. And we have three old bullets, and then we have a red new bullet.
Yeah, that's the text I cut and pasted right into my email.
Yeah. Is that strong enough, or do you feel like we need to amp that up?
For example, Mike, perhaps a third bullet is what we should be focused on, because here we've noted, as with EPP, the cost and time of implementation would need to be assessed in order to determine whether this would be a viable option. Okay. If I'm hearing you correctly, we should make this more declarative.
Yeah.
You know, that this should be further researched and looked into.
I think that's right. Maybe move it to the fourth bullet. It would make more sense to swap the order of those bullets. And, say that that you can eliminate the as of EPP clause and just say the working group supports that costs and time of implementation be assessed in order to determine whether this would be a viable option.
Did you catch that, Marika?
I think I did.
I would go along with that.
It would read, as of EPP, the working group supports that costs and... Was it implementation and time of implementation would need to be assessed, and then the rest of the sentence basically, no?
Yeah, should be assessed.
Make it should, and we're going to drop the S with EPP, right?
Yeah.
So it makes it more declarative.
Yeah, not necessary here.
Is there something as well that we want to include in the conclusions? I'm basically making a recommendation for further study on this. So it really comes out as well in the conclusions and recommendations for next steps.
This is Barbara. I think it should.
Yeah, Mike. Can
someone tell me where the conclusions are? I mean, what page on this issue?
That's on page 20. It started on page 22. I apologize for the line numbers. I see that the line numbers actually were included in the first part, but for some reason it didn't go through the whole document. Apologize for that. The first part where the conclusions come up is on page 22. But this comes back again as well at the end of the document in, I think it's chapter 7, if I'm not mistaken.
Before we skip to that page, just to conclude on page 18, if I understood it right, we should shift the order of the two last bullets as well. So we finish with the basis for a recommendation.
Yes.
That's correct.
I think I would also propose that we add another bullet, maybe the second bullet, providing these links to the SDAC advisories that discuss IRIS.
I think that's a good idea, Mr. Mikey.
Sure. And it makes sense as well, because we'll be paving the way for whatever future work is done. When they refer back to this report, they'll have those resources immediately available. So you can cut and paste those in for us, Marika?
Yep. No problem.
Okay. So
and
this section again.
The
yes, I was going to say. So this section again, the first two bullets will be there. Added into that second bullet will be the links that were provided for the SAC stuff. In the order, the third will now be the bullet that begins. IRIS was also raised as a possible solution, et cetera, et cetera. That will be third. And then finally, what we've just reworked, more declarative statement, encouraging should, you know, that the assessment should be done to determine whether this would be a viable option. So with that, then, if we jump out to... Page 22.
I have one question, Mr. Sebastian.
Yes, sir.
The current status of IRIS is that it's the draft document on ITF. and or what it is. Just why I ask this question is that it's always the question of the chicken and egg. I don't want that this, if we take this position, that it could think for anybody that we want to push Iris as a solution for other things. And in the same time, I think it's important to say, to say what we want to say, if Iris is to become the replacement of the will, then it will help to solve the question we have in front of us. But if it's not coming, or it's not because we have a solution for that, that we need to have Iris. It's a more broader study who has to be done to decide if Iris is to replace will. If I understand correctly. Sorry for that.
Is anybody in a position to explain the actual status of Iris? I'm trying to remember from when Scott was on the call, and was he suggesting that perhaps some registry operators have begun implementing, or is this still in a true development stage?
This is Marika. If I recall well, I think I've seen an article where I think a German registry has actually started implementing it. That we need to double check, but I think I've seen something like that. But I think it was one of very few that have actually started implementation, if I'm correct.
This is Barbara. I believe that Marika is correct there. I think that especially in Europe where there are some privacy issues, I think that there may be some registry operators who either have or are in the process of implementing Iris.
Yes, but if you are giving us as example CCTLD, they are not to go to any policy process to have a new WHOIS. They can have any WHOIS they want. If they decide to use Iris, it's good. It shows that it could be implemented and that it could be useful. But I am not sure that it's give us any information on how it will be done and used at the GTLD level.
This is James.
Go ahead, James.
In addition to cost and time of implementation, perhaps we can put the applicability or the appropriateness of Iris to address these questions should be assessed using those instances where it has been deployed, like in CCTLDs, as a model. So maybe we can encapsulate this discussion and put it into our recommendations that we're and make that part of the assessment.
It is Olaf here. I think Sebastian is fundamentally right. I think the development as such has been concluded, but the acceptance level on the G side is so far very. Well, very hesitant. So some kind of caveat is probably needed.
Okay. Would James's suggestion be enough for the group, or should we be even more explicit in terms of a caveat?
Again,
I would be happy with the proposal made by...
Okay, I got two there. Sebastian liked what James said. Olaf, did we cut you off? Sorry.
No, that's... Again, I'm just concerned that as soon as we start poking fingers into the WHOIS, here we go with the risk of having much bigger debates in front of us. But I'd be happy with what James suggested. I just realized that, all right, this could ignite much bigger fire than we're intending.
This is Mikey.
Go ahead, Mikey.
No, I think that we want to encourage... I'm not going to try and propose language. I'm going to try and capture what I think is a sense of the group, which is that we want to encourage operational innovation and encourage the deployment of more robust and flexible technologies to run registries. And whenever that comes around in the larger scheme of things, that would be the right time for our endorsement to be included. I think I agree with Olaf. All of my joking aside, I don't think we really want to open up who is right now, but I think that when the time is right, our report could lend support for people who want to pursue IRIS. I think that's where I'd like to stop. I wouldn't want to start a process that gets in front of some of those other issues.
Yeah. On page 21, our first bullet in our Who Is section captures that sentiment exactly. We note the working group agreed that even though Who Is should not be the main topic of discussion, as it is not specifically in the remit of the working group, so we think any recommendations for Who Is modification, it would not be off limit to include in the discussion if deemed appropriate for providing insight into issue one. So I guess the question for the group is, should we paraphrase that bullet as an intro, basically saying, look, we're not taking a position for or against IRIS right now, and we're definitely not trying to open up another front in the whole Who Is debate. However, IRIS, and then, you know, what we've been saying, cost, time of implementation, James, we're going to have to repeat your clause in there, should be assessed in order to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Would that work for people?
I think it's a fair take.
Sorry, you didn't catch that, Kevin?
I think that's a fair characterization.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Paul, would you just read it one more time?
I don't actually have something to read yet, because I was just kind of speaking out loud. We would want to paraphrase that first bullet on page 21 under Who Is as the intro to this question about IRIS. The paraphrasing being what we say on page 21, that Who Is issues in and of themselves are beyond the remit. However, if there are, getting back to this question of operational aspects that should be addressed under issue one, you know, it would be appropriate. We're not taking a position necessarily for or against the adoption of IRIS. However, the group does believe, and then we come back to the language we have, the cost of implementation should be assessed to determine whether this would be a viable, IRIS would be a viable option.
Okay, I think that generally sounds reasonable.
We're going in the right direction here?
This is Barbara, I think we are.
Okay.
James, I agree. I'd like to see it written,
yeah.
But I think we're on the right path.
Much easier to see it. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So we will work on that. And obviously there's going to be a new draft that will get pushed out. So that will go on page 18. And then I guess based on what we have, let's look out on page, I guess it now begins page 22, our conclusions for issue one. Just skimming through this, where do we need to make sure that whatever we've said previously is accurately reflected now in our conclusions?
The first bullet, I think, is going to require some change, because it ends, however, after review and discussion, none of these options received broad agreement. And I
right.
think that
mm-hmm.
that's where we need to change.
Okay, so to the group then, we actually do appear to have broad agreement on the suggestion that these things should be researched in the future. That should be the final statement? that final sentence should be recast.
This is Barbara. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey here. Me too.
This is Mark. I agree.
Basically, nobody disagrees. Nobody thinks that, you know, we're done. We don't have to look at this any further. Okay.
Well, this, to be clear, I mean, this group could still wrap this up with a final report, and this issue could go into the next, for example, the council could say that this issue will go into the next PDP on the IRTP that should be kicking off very quickly.
Yeah, I think that's naturally what will flow out of this, Mike, that any of the things that we're saying, you know, for future study, future consideration, that council will take that under advisement and try and work it into the future groups.
Right.
Whether it's B, I guess it'll depend on the issue. There'll probably be a very logical place where it would fit in.
This is Mikey.
And it'd be great if we could, Paul, at least by the meeting, you know, that where we present this to council, we could maybe have a suggestion for them.
Mike, you're thinking which PDP, perhaps?
Yeah.
Looking, yeah. Okay.
We don't have to do that on the call now. I don't think it needs to go into this report. It's just something that the council, if we could advise the council on that, I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Okay. Mikey, do you have something?
Yeah, this is... My reaction to this is that we might want to be careful about putting a feasibility... This is essentially a technical, financial, and operational feasibility study. We might be well advised not to cram that into a PDP, but put it in some other kind of a project. Since feasibility studies and policymaking are quite different endeavors. And so rather than just rolling it over into subsequent PDPs, we might want to encourage chartering a separate project to do that.
Yeah. Understood, Mikey. I took it more as the recommendation of council that this group, based on our research and discussions, believes that further investigation is warranted. And we can make a suggestion to the council, hey, and it would fit in with a particular issue that is slated for a PDP, or it may be a standalone issue that they can say, great, we'll create a research group, and you know, the thing will be, the issue will be addressed in that way, not necessarily as part of a PDP.
Yeah, that's the key thing for me. It's just a chartering question.
Sure.
Ran into some trouble with that in another group.
Yeah.
I just want to raise that as a possibility that we might want to charter this in such a way that it's not constrained by the PDP process necessarily.
Okay. Is there anything else in this section, conclusion for issue 1, page 22 onto page 23? We're going to recast that final sentence in the first bullet. Anything else?
This is Mikey. Could we just eliminate that sentence?
What does the group feel? Are we...
Not quite as positive. I suppose we ought to write a different sentence that talks about carrying on another study. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll retract that.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of think as a group we need to sort of provide some insight of where we're coming down, not leave it hanging. All right. So we'll work on these edits and obviously get another draft out to folks for review and hopefully approval by this working group. I guess the question I have for everybody else is, given all the edits that appear, you know, without having to go through them line by line, was there anything else that people saw they were uncomfortable with, felt weren't accurately capturing the overall views, their views on whatever we were discussing? Okay. Yeah, for what it's worth, I think Marika's done a fantastic job of capturing our discussions and our thoughts, and it's very accurate now. All right. Are there other issues? Any other issues people would like to raise?
I raised one other issue about issue number 2.
Sorry, Mike. Right. Issue number 2, potential. Okay, yeah, and the question was for issue 2. Mike's asking, can we recommend potential next steps or document any existing proposed market solutions?
I just felt that our conclusion there is very vague. It alludes to market solutions. I don't recall that we ever discussed any specifically.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, James, but when we were discussing this, I think the market solutions is that, you know, registrars basically have developed personal relationships with one another, and they do sort of a behind-the-scenes workaround when there are issues or challenges here. Hence, you know, we call it a market solution.
Which bullet point on, help me get caught up, we're on page 23 on issue 2?
This is Mike. This is possibly Perth. Is that really all we've got on issue 2?
Are you talking about the top of page 24, Mike?
Oh, that's where I'm.
And Mikey?
Yeah.
Conclusions for issue 2?
Yes.
Okay. And the last sentence should be left to market solutions?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we could describe them there as, you know, for example, and I'm just throwing out examples here. I'm not stating that this is what we use or don't use, but we talked about secure access to a control panel, separate forms of authorization, including transaction ID numbers as opposed to just auth info code. So it's the match of two forms of authentication as opposed to just a single one key to the city kind of
effectively a double factor authentication.
Exactly. And I think that is probably if we want to mention that there, it's not universally implemented. I know of one registrar, not us, that simply allows all transfer requests to expire and go the 5 does not respond at all and just automatically occur at the 5 days. I don't know if they consider that to be a ad hoc security approach or not, but we could put some more meat on that one.
Well, and maybe we, this is Mikey, sorry, maybe we ought to amp this up just a little bit, just given the conversation we just had about IRIS. This seems fairly weakening by comparison.
How so, Mikey? Short doesn't necessarily mean weak need.
Well, except what we basically say is, we're not sure whether we should do this by policymaking or left to the market. I hadn't zeroed in on this one until Rodenbaugh brought us back to it. So,
Mikey, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just was thinking, I thought that Mike's concern was that market solutions needed to be fleshed out. Are we revisiting the discussion about where the group consensus is, or?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe that's all we should do at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable with council making the decision whether these options should be developed by means of council or left to market solutions, but I don't see any documentation to report as to what the suggested market solutions are or could be.
Yes.
So it's the term market solutions that's too nondescript and needs to be maybe specified a little bit better?
Well, either that or maybe some examples, you know, like you were rattling off.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Let's do that. And James, if you can just recommit your thoughts, shoot an email to Marika.
Yeah, I'll send a message to Marika and the list, and we can
right.
hammer out what some market solutions might include.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more as examples. I think, you know, it should be left as examples, because in the third bullet, one just before, you know, we don't want to get in a position where we're recommending certain technologies. You know, we're aware things like this exist, so let's be more specific about what market solutions are. I don't think we want to go down the path of saying, and folks should do it this way, because, again, if this is security-related, one size doesn't fit all. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Well, I definitely do not want to use the example of just letting all transfer requests expire as an example of security measures that we admire.
Agree. I think James is the quick list he provided of proactive and really active solutions are what we want to highlight in the report.
Right.
Doesn't Nominet use a PGP for this sort of thing? Or require PGP communication?
But didn't we address this in our discussions when we have the ccTLD realm? It's very different than the gTLD realm. You know, and now requiring PGP, okay, how do we get that done short of a contractual change?
I think that was raised as well in the context of the issues report. I think some examples were included there from the CC world.
Yes, indeed. That's way back, but they're still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we could pull those forward and then add a couple from James.
And think in terms of best practices rather than just examples. So strain out the ones that we don't think are best practices, like the one that Michael Collins was talking about.
Okay, question for the group. If we start listing things that CCs are doing, recognizing that they're a very different playing field often, are we sort of putting the GNSO Council in a very difficult position, because if they like the idea, want to pursue policymaking, that, you know, we're kind of setting them up to fail because they're a very different working environment?
Well,
I mean, I understand listing out the things that currently exist in the marketplace, you know, active, security-conscious solutions.
I think if we're putting them as examples of market-based solutions, I don't think that we're encouraging policymaking.
Maybe we just make it clear that we don't recommend any of these. They just are examples of existing marketplace solutions.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe the best practices thing got us into a quagmire we don't want to go into.
Okay. Yeah, let me take a stab at sending something to the list of some examples, and by no means would that list be comprehensive as far as examples, so if anyone has any other examples that they're aware of, please include them. I would caution, however, that I wouldn't want to go too deep into the discussion of any one example, because once a form of authorization or security practice is exposed, then it's subject to attack and manipulation. I think we all want to avoid that, so I think that maybe we should just speak about them in generic terms.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mike. Okay.
But I can take that as an action item to have before our next group.
Okay.
Or faster than that, actually, if we want to have a report prepared for council and have give everyone a chance to review and modify or comment on that.
Yeah. I would ask if you can just shoot something to Marika, to the list, James, might even be easier, just send it to Marika, so that when she provides the next iteration of this draft report, and she can just plug it in, and then everybody can speak to it from there. Rather than having a debate on the list, it might just make things move along a little quicker.
Okay, will do.
Okay. Sorry, I missed that mic. Other questions, issues? With the report, in particular the highlights, because what I'd ask is, when Marika's going to send us all the next iteration, that those things now which she has, you know, marked as having had changes, that we can turn those into regular text, so it'll just be the things we were discussing today that will be highlighted. Is that acceptable to folks?
And that makes no sense to me.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, people agree they've gone through, things look fine, so the changes that we have in front of us right now, people are thumbs up, it's okay. And so in the next iteration that comes out, everything will be regular black text. Only things highlighted will be the issues that we discussed on today's call. Okay. Then let's do it that way, please. And question for the group. In terms of people's time and resources, again, we've never had an artificial deadline. We've just tried to push ourselves to get this done quickly. We will be updating council in Mexico City, as we noted, but it seems we're quite close to the end. If we can get another draft out, and Marika, I don't want to speak for you because I'm sure you've got a gazillion things to do in preparation. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but Marika, when realistically do you think you might be able to get another draft out to the list on the wiki?
I think if James can send me his suggestions today, I would be able to put it out later today, provided he sent it before the end of the European day. Because there are only a few changes, so I don't think it should be a big problem to do that.
So, let's see, I'm on Central Time. What's the end of the European day? UTC.
Well, for me, like 10 o'clock UTC.
10 p.m.
And otherwise, you can send it later, and then I'll have it up first thing tomorrow morning, basically.
Okay.
So before everyone else wakes up, you should have the email. So if people say we don't have a chance anyway to look at it today, we can shoot for first thing tomorrow morning.
I'll try to have something to you by noon Central, which is, what I think, 1900 UTC.
Oh, okay. That's great.
No, that's not right at all. fine. So, 1700 UTC.
Not to work, guys.
I'll try to get it up today, and if not, it will be first thing tomorrow morning,
right.
If that's okay for the group.
Now, that's fantastic, Marika. And again, I did not mean to put you on the spot. But
no
if
problem.
We have this revised draft for all of us sometime by tomorrow morning for review, you know, I guess the question for the group is, do we want to have another call to go through it? If people are comfortable with what we've said in the draft, can we agree to it on the list? Again, there's flexibility in how this is done, so what are people more comfortable with? Is it enough to, you know, and I would ask if we're going to do it on the list, everybody to weigh in, you know, whoever you are. Paul Diaz, I agree with the text changes. And, you know, we'll have a record, sort of a vote, if you will. Or would you prefer, let's have another call after Mexico City to go through this thing one last time and wrap it up then?
Michael? I'm in favor of being able to basically approve the final draft on the list. But I would say that if anyone after they saw the final wasn't comfortable with it, they should be able to ask for us to postpone so we can have another call.
Okay. How does that work for folks?
I agree with that.
Yep. I think that's acceptable.
I'm fine with that.
That's fine.
Terrific. Okay, so then let's do it that way, folks. We're going to have a revised draft sometime by tomorrow morning for all of us. We'll, you know, please go through it and see. And I would ask you know, post to the list whether you concur with the draft as is, or if you would like additional. And you know, if you're not comfortable being, you know, the one guy or one woman who says I'd like another, please just reach out to me and we will schedule another call. There's absolutely no problem. We want to do this well and inclusively, et cetera. I have a feeling that given how collegial we've all been in trying to work to solutions, as long as the language is right, we're probably very close to the end here. And the thought is, if we could, you know, basically voice our assent, so much the better that we can go to council on the weekend and say, you know, we effectively have our report done. We have, you know, some minor wordsmithing, and the report will be on its way.
Yep.
But again, I'm not going to prejudge. If there are any questions, concerns, et cetera, about the edits that are made, you know, let's make sure we go through them, and, you know, we'll simply take it from there. So please look for the new draft, go over it, and if you concur, let the list know. If there are additional questions, concerns, issues that you want to raise, again, let us know. And if it's just a simple wordsmithing, we can probably do that on the list. If rather, you know, we want to have a debate, make sure that we've got it right, then we will schedule another call after Mexico City. We'll just wait to see how the group feels with the revised draft. Okay. And just for myself again, those who will be attending, obviously Mike Rodenbaugh and James, anybody else going to be in Mexico City? Staff, of course, but any other working group participants? Not this time? Okay.
Sorry, I was dropped off. I don't know what was your question, Sebastian.
Sebastian, will you be in Mexico City? That was the question.
Yeah, and my answer is yes, and I am in Mexico City already. And I just want to give you as advice that you take a pullover, because at night and in the morning it's quite chilly here.
Very good. Yeah, we saw the daytime highs are, what, upper 20s, 80 degrees Fahrenheit, but it gets very cool at night, you're saying?
Yep. Yeah, and even when you have a good snow and good sun, sorry, it's you have some wind, and the wind is not very, it's quite cold. Then just take care.
Very
well,
good.
We shouldn't bring our skis, our skiing equipment.
Not that cold.
Okay. Not yet.
Okay. Well, obviously, for those who will be in Mexico City, you're quite welcome to attend. Please encourage to attend. Sunday, if you're there, 12:30 to 2, when we update council. Again, the exact start of the time might be a little flexible because it's a working lunch. But, you know, for those who are not, I don't know, Glenn, is there a way to listen in? I don't know if anybody's...
Yes, they will be, but as I said, if it will be a working lunch, so they will be clattering and...
Yeah.
But they will be, because there is a open line in both working rooms.
Okay.
All day.
If anybody wants to listen in, then please reach out to Glenn.
Actually, if you'd just like to make a note, the numbers are exactly the same as the ones that are sent out for this call.
Fantastic.
But
very
simple. But I'll send out, because there is a passcode for GNSO. It's the passcode is GNSO2.
Okay. You Mike, Glenn, as you had offered, just a post to the list reminder that Sunday there is the session.
I'll do that.
The number and the line. Remember,
okay,
Everybody, Mexico City is, I guess, like Central Time. It's an hour behind the East Coast. I guess that would be what?
I love it.
UTC, does that become plus six?
Minus six.
And
just a question, Glenn. You send a mail on Monday saying that the schedule of those meetings changed.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm sorry about that, but I have had a number of changes, and I'm just waiting for a confirmation of another meeting before I send out yet another changed schedule.
then it may be not at lunchtime, or it will be at lunchtime.
No, it will be at lunchtime. It will be at lunchtime.
Yeah.
That we've settled.
that part is the change, Sebastian. So
yes.
It will be during a working lunch.
It will be
Sunday
during
afternoon.
The working lunch.
Yes.
I
don't know if I will be able to join you because, as you know, we have the summit of the ALSs with 100 participants, and I am chairing one of the working group, and I guess it will be all the Sunday long, and then I will not be able to skip away from that meeting, but I will be with you, and thank you for your hard job.
Excellent. Okay, everyone. Well, again, thank you for the attendance. Really appreciate everybody making the time. Look for the revised draft. It will be coming out shortly. And then post to the list any additional changes you'd like to see, or your assent with the draft, so we know whether we need to schedule one more call or if we are ready to wrap this process up. And we'll communicate all that on the list as appropriate. Very good. Well, with that, let's say we'll all go about 5 minutes early. And for those colleagues, we'll see you in Mexico City. And as Sebastian said, bring a little a good jacket for the evening hours because it will be cool. Okay.
Thanks
yes.
A lot, everyone. Thank you. Safe travel.
Good.